We're doing Pirkei Avot. We're in the first chapter, the seventh Mishnah.
Rambam's, right?
Rambam's explanation. Yeah.
Is it this? No.
Pirkei Avot. You could look in a Sidur. You have after Mincha Shabbat. Pirkei Avot. We're holding the first chapter, the seventh Mishnah. Nitai Arbeli Omer. Nitai from the city of Arbel says, Achek Mishachin Chad. Distance yourself from a bad neighbor. Val Titchaber LaRasha. Do not attach yourself to the wicked. Val Titiyesh Min HaPuanut. And do not give up from bad things that happen in the world. So, what does this mean? So, the Rambam tells us, "Al titchaber l'rasha." Do not attach to the wicked. Ezu sug chavrut shetiyeh. Regardless of how you're attaching yourself, do not attach yourself. Any form of connection with the wicked is bad. Kedei shelo tilmad b'maasav, so you don't end up learning from his actions. Uchval b'yanu b'prakim ha-kodmim, and we've already explained in the previous chapter, says the Rambam, Shamigo'ot niknot b'itavut im ha'ashayim, that one finds himself acquiring lackings, a person finds himself lacking in his traits, and he becomes that way in mingling with the wicked. And this is a point which, guys, you have to get this and get this down pat. You want to lead a Jewish life, you got to be part of a Jewish community. You want to lead an Orthodox life, you got to be part of an Orthodox community. I am shocked time and again when guys leave the Machon, and when I talk to them, I ask them, where are they going? And this isn't intended for one person alone. There are tens of listeners in the audience who this is relevant to, and I don't cease to be shocked when guys leave, and I ask them, where are you going? And the guy says, I'm going to college. Which college are you going to? College out in Ottawa. Are there any Jewish guys, girls there? One or two, I don't know, I'm sure I won't be the only Jew there. I'm not talking about Minyan. I'm not talking about having people to go play ball with. I'm talking about being in a Jewish community. You want to lead a Jewish life, you've got to be in a Jewish community. You want to lead an Orthodox life, you've got to be in an Orthodox community. And someone called me the other night and said to me, I don't get it. Your guys go out to communities where a guy who was from birth, grew up Orthodox, knows what to do, knows all the laws, wouldn't put himself in a million years in that situation. He wouldn't let himself be in such a community. And guys who have only learned for 2-3 years, they say, oh, I'm okay, I know my stuff, I know what to do, I'll call a rabbi. Doesn't work that way. You have to be part of an Orthodox community. And another point, you got to find a place where you have good Jewish girls. You guys are going to have to get married. Don't put yourself in a situation where you're in a college where there are no Jewish girls. So wherever a person goes, a person has to know that one of the ways that we grow in life is from who our companions are, and one of the primary ways that we fall in life is by who we mingle with. And when a person chooses where he lives, or a person chooses where his workplace is going to be, a person has to choose based upon who he's going to be mingling with. And we spend a lot of time trying to get a good job, a good degree, land a good position so that we make good money. And where is our neshama going? We have to think about that. And the Rambam says, we've already explained that how do you acquire bad traits? By mingling with the wicked. So we can infer from this what the opposite is. So our Mishnah says, distance yourself from a bad neighbor and don't allow yourself any connection with the wicked. V'amar, she'im chatata or ra'ita chote, al titfos l'sha'ananut. If you've sinned, or you've seen someone sin, don't say, okay, I'll take it easy. Don't think, okay, when I get to the world to come, then God will take me to task. Right now, fine, I did it, whatever. But don't think that in this world, you don't have to worry about bad things happening. No. Even in this world, sometimes there's payback for a person's sins. God created the world in a way that when I choose to eat something I shouldn't, lightning does not come down and strike me. That's true. So sometimes we get the feeling I can do whatever I want, and when we get to the world to come, so I'll have 1,000 explanations for God. I'll deal with it then. You know, when things aren't imminent, so we're not so worried about it. The Mishnah tells us, "Al titiyesh naponu." Don't think you could give up. It's not happening in this world. No. Sometimes bad things happen in this world. It's a sad thing to say, but we see this often, that when suddenly a person becomes ill, God forbid, or a relative becomes ill, So very often people will suddenly call the rabbi and say, you know, I did this or that and I shouldn't have done, what am I supposed to do now? The Mishnah tells us, yeah, bad things can happen to a person in this world, and sometimes they're a result of the things that we did wrong in this world. And a person shouldn't think that because right now I didn't feel like anything happened, so I must be okay. The second a person sins, he feels bad. A second later, when nothing happens, he feels like, okay, fine. Now we can continue with life. Doesn't work that way. The Mishnah warns us, don't think that nothing bad's going to happen. No, it might still happen in this world too for what we do wrong. So there's a famous story about the Chafetz Chaim, that in World War I, there was a person who lived in the community near the Chafetz Chaim who always tried to make trouble for the Jewish community. Wherever he could, he'd tell the authorities, this person, go tax him or go bother him more. He'd always try to make trouble for the Jewish community, and he was a real, real, real problematic person. And in World War I, a plane flew over their town, dropped a bomb, and destroyed his house. Now, no one else was harmed in the town. So Chafetz Chaim asked he was already an old man, he asked the students to take him to that house, and he wanted to see it. So they asked him, why are you so interested in seeing this? So he said, because I was always waiting. This Mishnah, Al titiyesh min hafuanut. Don't give up. Maybe in this world still God will pay back. This person, I want to see that God paid him back in this world, for all the trouble he did for people. So I don't know if it was a plane. I don't know. They had planes in World War I. Yeah, okay. Fine. Mishnah Ches. Yudav ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach kiblu mehim. Yudav ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach, we know who Shimon ben Shetach was, right? We just read about him. He had, they received their tradition from Yeshua ben Pachya and Nitzai al-Beli. Yudav ben Tabai omer, Yudav ben Tabai would say, Al tas atzmecha kochei ha-dayanim. Don't make yourself like those that set up the cases, what we would call today lawyers. Ukshayu baladin umdim nefanecha yuvenecha kirshayim. And when the two parties stand before you in judgment, view them both as wicked. Ukshaniftarim ilfanecha, and when they leave you, yuvenecha kezakain, you should view them both as though they've been vindicated, view them both as though they're fine people. Shekiblu aleihem et hadin, when they've accepted the ruling of the courts. So the Rambam explains, a person should not make himself like those that set up the case, those what we would call today lawyers. Hem anshim alomdim niton, kedei sheyu mushim livnei adam berivihim. They're people who know how to make good claims, so that they're available for people when people have fights, so they hire him, right? Vehem amtzim sheilot, and they're always thinking up, oh, ask him like this. Make this claim, go that way. And he tells him, and if the judge starts telling you this, answer him like that. And if the other guy claims like this, so you answer him like that. It says, though they set up exactly what's going to happen in the case and what the judges are going to say before them. That's why they're called those that set up the case. Because as though they set up the judges before them, they make believe what the case is going to be, and they tell them, if this is what they say, answer like this, if that's what they say, answer like that. And the Tana warns us, Yehuda ben Tabai warns us, don't be like them. Don't teach one of the parties how to make a claim that will help them. And then I'll tell him, say like this, or deny like that. Even if he knows that this person is being unfairly charged, and he's convinced that the other guy is lying and has an unfair claim against him, it is forbidden for him to teach the guy a claim that will help him out. So, the Rambam seems to learn that the problem here is that when we view a case, so we'll think we know who's right, and then we'll help them make claims. And we might not be right, even though we're convinced we're right. So the Mishnah says, don't get involved, don't tell them how to make claims. When it becomes relevant, halachically, each person will ask his rabbi how to apply this. Okay. Mishnah Tet. Shimon ben Shetach omer. Shimon ben Shetach used to say, when you're questioning, cross-examining the witnesses, ask them a lot of questions.
This way you might catch them if they're lying. But be careful what you say, so that they shouldn't be able to figure out from what you're saying how to lie. And I always applied this to dating. David, when I call, and when I think you call to verify about a girl, you got to be careful how you word the questions. Because if you word them a certain way, then they know what you want to hear. And the same thing is true on the date. So if you ask about a girl, you could say, is she one of those noisy girls that everyone hears when she enters a room? Or you could say, is she one of the lively girls who's a lot of fun to be with? Or is she one of the modest girls, one of the quiet girls? Which one do I want? You don't know. I described both of them positively. And the same thing is true when you describe any question on a date. You can say, are you one of those people who believe that the Medina is a curse from the Satan? Or you could say, are you a person who says Hallel on Yom HaTzmut and you feel like this is the greatest blessing God gives? Or are you one of the people who value the Medina, but you go with the rabbis who don't feel like you should say Hallel and don't view the Medina as that this is the kingship of the Jewish people right now? There are still things that have to change. So you describe both as being positive. And when you describe both as being positive, the other side is going to have a more difficult time knowing what you want, which is what you want, right? I mean, when you're on a date, you want to hear what the other side has to say, and then you'll share with the other side what you think. But you want to be fair and present both sides fairly and give the other side legitimacy in aligning themselves with either side. Yeah.
Isn't there a danger that being on a shidduch is too much like a job interview?
For sure, for sure. But let's leave that for question and answer in a second. We'll switch over.